Nayin shelo yoshit adam kois shel yain lenozir. How do we know that one Jew should not hand over a cup of wine to another? It's also for another to drink wine. But Tosfos speaks out, it's special here because another himself, he's not a nozer the whole year. He himself is also used to drinking wine. So it's very possible he'll forget himself and he'll drink wine. Whereas time to give a piece of chazit to another Jew would be mutter. He's like, you know, he's not going to eat it. So only here, by a nozer, we're afraid he may forget himself and eat the wine, drink the wine. So you're not supposed to hand him a cup of wine. And the same thing, ve'evim in a chayl of ne'noyach. A ben noyach, one of his yisurim is not to eat evim in a chay. He has to wait till the animal dies first. So how do I know you're not allowed to hand a piece of evim in a chay? That means a piece of limb that you pulled off the animal when the animal is still alive. That piece of meat now is also for ben noyach. Talmud Amr, the Pasuk says, lefnei evil esite michshol. You shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of an evil, a blind person. Here also, if you give a ben noyach to save him in a chai, you know he's going to eat it, so you're over in Issa. So in Fahocha, the question is here, over here, Tichila yavinen lei shakli iyu. Now the meaner is, the cup of wine is in front of the nazir. If he wants to, he can take it himself. It's his own cup of wine. So if he wants to, he can take the wine himself. Still, now the fact that you're picking up the kais and you're giving it to him, you're over with the sister of Lefneiver. You see, even though the guy could do it by himself, but the mice to any help that you give him is part of the sister. So why do I care if he has one carbon already, but you're helping him along though. You're giving him another carbon. Should also be yosa. So Mar says no. You know what the Easter here we say, lo yoshet adam is, tekoi betray avrin hora. We're talking about that you're on two opposite sides of the river. It means the nozer is on one side of the river, and the cup of wine is on the other side of the river. And the nozer himself cannot get that wine. Just you happen to be taking the ferry across, so you're not allowed to take along with you the cup of wine to give it to him. Here is the Yislef Me'iver. Because without you, he cannot do the Yisra. You're the one that's giving him the opportunity to do the Yisra. This is Lef Me'iver. And Dekan, I'm going to bring you proof also. Victoria says clearly, La Yoshit. You should not hand it to him. But like Tony does not say, Lo Yitin, do not give it to him. Lo Yitin will be Mashma. He could take it himself. Because you want to help him along, that's no Yisra, at least Midiraisa. Could be Midirabonin, it's also. You're not supposed to be Messiah or Dvar Avera. You're not supposed to help a person at all to do the Avera. That's an Yisra Midirabonin. But the Yisra, the Yiraisa of the Iver, does not apply if the person could do the Avera himself. If he could take it himself, just you're helping him, there's no Yisra, the Yiraisa. And so therefore, it does not say here Lo Yitain, but it says Lo Yoshit. You should not give it to him, mashma shmamina, that he himself cannot take it. Therefore, you're the one that's causing the avera. Therefore, this left no evil.
Shmamina,
Iboilihu. I have a question like this. So the Gemara does not answer the shaila. The Gemara brings by a suffix. What is the Issa? Is the Issa of Le'ivar? Or is the Issa that Harvokha, that since you're giving a guy some profit, that would cause him to be made to the Avodah Zarah? Iboilu, I have no question like this. Nosa v'nosan mai. Let's say a Jew did business 2 or 3 days before the Chag. A Jew did business with a guy. He sold him an animal and he received $100. He has $100 bill. Mai, what's the loch with the money? He did this Issa with the Rabbonim. Did the Issa go so far to say it's also Bahano, the money? Or maybe no? Maybe the money is Mutabano. So it's a machlokes. Reb Yechonon Amar, Nosa v'Nosa Nosa. Yes, the Rabbonim put an Issa Hano upon the money. Any money that you receive, the business action you did with a guy, it's also Bahano. Resh Lakish Amar, no. Nosa v'Nosa Muta. That if ever you did business with the guy, true you did an Issa, but a co-part of the money is Muta. The Rabbanu did not put an Isra upon the money. Eisvei Reb Yechon Rosh Lakish. Reb Yechon has a question to Rosh Lakish. It says, a day yenshalev dikachovim, a goyish shachag, day yomtif, nosa v'nosa nasurim. It says, if you do business with them, it's osur, it's forbidden. So my love doesn't mean to say, lifnei adayim, that these 3 days before the chag, if you do business with them, the money you receive, it's osur b'ano. So Moshe says, light, maybe Rosh Lakish can answer you back. It means a dayim dafka. Maybe only on the Yom Chag itself, that's Mochomer. There the Rabbanu put an extra special Issa not to do business, and if you do, we're even making Osav Hanor. But maybe the 3 days in advance, there's no Issa Hanor. Ika the army sums it like this. Eisvei Shimon ben Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, the opposite way. Rosh Lakish asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan. a day of Shlod Kechovim, it says clearly on the Yom Chag itself, the day itself, if a Jew does Nosav and Osav, he does business with a guy, so the profit you have, the money you made, is also. It's also if you to enjoy it. So the Diyak is a day and in. Only the day of the Avodah Zarah it's also. The day of the Chag. But Lefnei Adem, the 3 days in advance, Loi, maybe there, it's not also Banos. That's a riot to Rosh Lokish. That the 3 days in advance, there's an issa to do business, but if you do business, the money is muta bano. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, Tana, I edivide a dayim korile. Maybe the 3 days before is also called the yom chag, it's also called a dayim. So when he says a dayim, loved after the day itself, maybe it also pertains to the 3 days before. Tanya kavostasar, bring a proof to Resh Lakish, that it says clearly, at the sefto, ki sha'omru, when Rachamim said, also, Mohim, that there's an issa for a Jew to do business with a guy 3 days before his Yom Chag, there's only an issa not to sell him something that will stay for 3 days, like an animal. Do not sell him something over Miskayim that I'll be able to keep around for 3 days. In other words, he'll still have that object, the Yom Chag, and then when he goes to worship the Avodah Zarah, he'll thank him for what he receives from the Jew. Avol bedover sheinu miskayim loy. But if you're selling vegetables 3 days before that do not stay for 3 days, they do not have refrigerators then, so vegetables used to eat that day, so you're not afraid they'll still be around, that you'll have to sell to a guy. Now, it says clearly here, the afilo bedovra miskayim, even something like an animal that could stay for 3 days, nosa v'nosan mutter, says clearly that even though you're not supposed to, but if you do it, you should know it's mutter b'ano. If we pass like this, like Rosh Lakish, it's mutter b'ano. Tony Rab Zvid, the Rizvit said, "B'deveir Rabbeishi, learn in the Deveir Rabbeishi. Dover Shein Miskayim Moichron Lehem. Things that do not stay that long, like vegetables, you can sell to them. Avolein Loichem Lehem, but you cannot buy from them, because buying from them, you're giving them money. The money could stay; they'll have that havoch, they'll have it for a long time. Most now, Maisa, Hahu Minoy. There was a min, a goy, to show the lay dinner Kisranoy leReb Yehuda Nesia B'yomeidai." A certain min, a certain Ovid Avodah Zarah, he was a guy, he sent a specially good coin, Dinra Kisanoi, Rashi says a new coin, a new currency just came out, a very chash of a coin, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, he wanted to give him a present, he gave Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah a present, B'yei Meidoi, the day of his Avodah Zarah. Now, if he would accept it, it'll be a tremendous nachas ruach to the guy. So he's going to cause the guy to go around so happy. Today, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah accepted a present for me, so he's going to go worship the Avodah Zarah. So what should Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did? He had a problem now. He had a problem. What should I do now? A guy is coming to you today and giving me a tremendous present. Can I accept it or not? So Yosef Rosh Lakish came here. Rosh Lakish was there. Omri said like this. Heichi Evid, what should I do? Eshkalei, should I accept the present the guy has given to me? Ozalomayda. He'll feel so happy that I accepted the present. That for sure is going to put him into a good mood. And today Yom Meida is going to go to church and worship Sanctuary of Avodah Zarah. Loyaskale, maybe I should not accept it. Heavily Eva. There'll be hatred between the Jews and the Goyim. This is Tosfos' proof that Mishumeva there's a heter. So you have to say the Sowis is only an Issa the Rabbanon. If there be an Issa the Raisa, Mishumeva will not matter an Issa the Raisa. Smashma, it's only a Sophic if the Goy will really be worshipped the Avodah Zarah. So Midiraisa, Smut is only Yasim the Rabbanon. If it's only Yasim the Rabbanon, Mishumeva, we find a terim. Maybe I'm allowed to accept it, there should not be hatred. So Amalei Rosh Lakish said an advice like this. Rosh Lakish was a chacham. Amalei Rosh Lakish, toil, accept the present, but right away v'zorak reis labar b'fonav, throw it into a ditch in front of his face, so he won't feel that happy because he sees you don't have it. So he answered back, obviously he didn't have. No, Amal koshkin debli eva. I can't do that. If I take the present in front of his face, I throw it down the sewer, he's going to get angry with me. Ein l'cheva, Godom is there. The guy's going to be angry with me. That's not a good eitza. Rosh Lakish said what he meant to say was, k'lacha yad u de kamino. Do it k'lacha yad. It's not noticeable that you really mean it. Make believe as if it fell out of your pocket into the sewer. So you accepted the present from the guy. He can't be angry at you. But Lamaisi is not going to go home happy and thank his avoid the Zorah because he sees it went in vain. It went in vain. He sees what happened to his present. It went down the sewer. So that was his eighth time to get out of it. But I call upon him as from this Gemara though, that Mishum Eva, in order to stop hatred, you would be mutter to do the business with the guy. Because Rosh Lakish gave him better razor.
It's two dots in the middle of the Gemara. Yedavokom Mebei is the middle of the Gemara. Two dots. The Mishnah says, Lihashilon Velishom Hen, that on these 3 days before the Eid, before the Yom Tov of a Goy, a Jew is not allowed to do business with them. And then the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to lend to them or take back from them, or you can't pay them up or take back from them. So Mor says, Bishloim Lihashilon, I understand why 3 days before their Yom Chag, a Jew is not allowed to lend them something. We can't be sure, we can't give them something. To komarvichlu, because you make him have like extra, and he'll be happy, and because of that, when it comes to Yom Chag, he'll be moedi, he'll thank his Avodah Zarah. So you're causing him to worship the Avodah Zarah. Avolishu mehen, but to borrow from them, miyuta kamaitlu, you're just taken away from them. What's wrong for a Jew to borrow something from a guy? You're just taken away from him. So Rabbi says on Rabbiya, Gizeiro Lishoel Mehen Otto Lahashilon. True, really to borrow from them should be Muta. But as Gzeiro, if we come to borrow from them, we're afraid maybe we'll also lend to them. So it's like one Gzeiro, just like a Jew should not lend to them, we should not lend from them. Rav Amano could even be Kula Mishum the Yozlomaidu. It could even be that it's also to lend from them, because they have enjoyment, they have simcha. The fact that a Jew has to come on to use them, that makes them feel happy. So therefore, if we make them feel happy these last 3 days before the Yom Chag, or the day of their Chag, we're afraid on the Yom HaChag, they'll go worship Sancti Avodah Zarah. So even to borrow from them, lend from them is also.
Yeah, because they charge interest.
Then the Mishnah says, Lahalavoisom Vililavoisom Mehem, that we're now allowed to borrow money from them, and we can't lend them money. So again, Bishleim Lahalavoisom, I understand that we cannot lend them money, Mishum Nekomorvachlu. You're giving them extra money? Because of the extra money, maybe you'll go buy a korban, he'll go thank his Avodah Zarah. Elilavoisom Mehem Amai, what's wrong if we borrow money from them? We're only taken away from them. So again, really to borrow money from them should be mutter according to Abaya, but it's one big zera. If we come to borrow, we're afraid we'll lend them also. The fact that we borrow money from a guy, that in itself makes the guy feel happy that we have to use them. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Raya that we're talking about here, even in a case where there's no ribbis. At the bottom place, we can't remember Rabbeinu Tam, to marry Bula ribbis. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's question, that if we borrow from them, we're taken away from them? No, we're going to pay them like you want to say, we're paying back interest. So we're talking about here without interest. Even without interest, still it's also, and the svar is because still the guy feels happy that a Jew had to come on, had to use him. So therefore, that will make him be made to thank his Avodah Zarah. You can't pay them back if you owe them money, and you can't accept payment from them these last 3 days. The question is why? I understand that we cannot pay them back if a Jew owes them money. You're giving him extra money, he'll feel happy now, he'll go worship or buy a korban. But to collect money from them, if a guy comes to you now, 2 days before Yom Chag, I want to pay you off for the debt that I owe you, you're just taking away money from the guy. This should be acceptable. We cannot accept payment because the gzera maybe will go to pay them up. So it's one big gzera to not pay up goyim or take money from them these last 3 days. Rabbi Omar, Kula Mishum the Yozla Moidu. Rabbi says no. All the case, this last case also. If you let a guy pay you up his choiv, that will make him feel happy. But the Morris the Mishnah says, even though maybe the second he pays up, he feels bad, he's losing his money, but a day later he'll think about it, wow, great, I have no more chayvis, it'll make him feel good.
That's not the aid, Yom Aid anymore.
Says, Omra Abai, him, Teim, Olam, Le Abai, Lemei, Maham, Shum, Gzeiro, Leimut, Mishum, De Samachu, Nemem, Masnissen. See, that's the discussion of Abai, what does Abai do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says this, Svara. So the Yeshloim, it says like you're saying, the Mishum, Hai, Taim, De Samach, Leakas, Man, Leka, Kivan, Diena, Samach, Bia, Medoi. If it does on Yom Eidah, it should be Mutter. So therefore, you need the Gzeira to make it also on Yom Eidah. Mi wilav dikim shum simcha lehevi shaykh namel amigzer. So like Azrina Makulay. Yes, so Tzai says really need both reasons. You need Abaye and Rav's reason together. You need a Ksas simcha to be even later, and then it's Gzeira today not to do these things. Now the Gemara says, we need the Chadushim, the Mishnah, all these three cases. the ton of lisais velosis simoyim to do business, to take from them or to sell to them, mishum the komorvachlu. Whichever way it is, they're gaining on the deal. Whether you're giving them merchandise or whether you're buying from them, you're giving them money. So that I understand it's also to let them have money 3 days before they go and buy a korban. For Yozlo Moid, or they go and thank their avoid Zara. Avol Yisro Mehen, but to borrow something from a guy. I would have thought to say, to Mutikum Maitlu, we're just taking something away from them. Shapidom, here the Rabbanah did not make any Xeris. So I need a Chiddush, we cannot even lend from them. Now, vi tonal lishum hen, mishum da chashivolei, milsa v'yozlamoida. Listen, if we borrow something, borrowing means you're going to give it back. So the guy feels happy that he's going to get it back eventually, and in the meantime, a Jew has to come on to use him. That makes him feel happy. Avo lulvais mem, but to borrow money from a guy. Tzara bial mislei. The guy is not going to see back that money exactly. That money you have a right to use. So maybe he has tzar right now just pure pain. He's giving away money. Omar, he says, Tuv lehadri, I will not zuzi, I will not see this money back anymore. If anything, he'll pay me back different money, but not this money. See, if I would have thought to say it's mutta to borrow money from a guy, kamash malon, even to borrow money, still it's also. And why? Because vi toni luvos, if we would have just said, we're not allowed to borrow money from a guy, luvos mehen, mishum de komar. Because the guy says like this, I don't have any tzar, any pain, really, because bar korche mifrano, because by force I'll be able to make him pay me back. True, it won't be the same money, but so what? There's a chayv here, I have proof of it, so therefore, by force I'll be able to get my money back. So therefore the guy feels happy, feels satisfied, the fact that Jew has to use him. He'll go and thank his avodah zarah. Avoli poro mehen, but if a guy wants to pay up a debt that he owes you, here he's not going to see the money back anymore. He's paying up a debt to the Jew, so that's it. He's not going to see this money anymore. So maybe, tsarisli, he only has pain right now. There's no simch at all. Full of yozlomoid, and he will not go to thank his avodah zarah. Tzricha. That's the chiddush. No, even in this case, like the Mishnah says, that a day later, he will have simcha. He's going to feel happy that he finished all his debts. Therefore, since there'll be simcha, it applies a bias zero that we cannot borrow from them, maybe we'll lend them. Reb Yudu Oymen, Ephraim, and Reb Yudu Ogden says, no, you're allowed to collect money from a guy these 3 days. Reb Yudu Ogden says, no, taking money, it only makes him painful, that's mutta. So more is the question, V'letla Reb Yudu, doesn't Reb Yudu hold, Afo Pisha Meitz Rashiv, even though true, right now it's painful, but Samachul Yachazman, but after he gets over the initiative pain, he's only going to feel happy. For Tanya, bring a proof, everybody holds this Svara. Learn the Gemara in Moed Kod, in the Baruchas Chol HaMoed, Reb Yudu Oymer, Isha Loitosid B'Moed, and he should not want to put a special type of cream on the face, that eventually makes the face smoother, because right now when she's wearing this cream, it just makes her ugly. So she's just going to leave it on for the Chol HaMoed, the whole Yomtiv, and take it off after Yomtiv, this is also. Because it's not called Tzarach Yomtiv, you're not going to enjoy it now on Yomtiv, you're only going to enjoy it afterwards. But HaMoed Rabbi Yud agrees though, the Sid, this type of cream, Sid, she yecholo lekof le b'moed, so she puts it on the first day Chol HaMoed, she could take it off the third day Chol HaMoed, and she'll be able to look nice the last days of Yom Tov. She has teflos of Amayid, that she's allowed to put on this cream at the beginning of Chol HaMoed. Why? Afal pishim etzirach, even though now when she puts it on, it's only painful, she looks terrible. Yeah. But simchil yachas man, to make her feel happy when she takes it off. And 3 days from now, she'll look beautiful. So we permit her, we let her do it on Chol HaMoed. You see this svara, even though right now it's a tsar, maybe it should be us. So we say, no, we look at the outcome. The outcome is she'll be happy, it's mutter. Here also, the outcome of the guy paying up his debt will only make him happy. So why does Rebbe say it's mutter? So more answers, I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Hanach lechus moyed, leave me alone with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. To kulu, all the halachas, any work that you are allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, it's only with the same heter that mates are achshav and v'simcha v'somach liyachazman. Like Rashi says, you're allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to do things you need at Tzar Chayayim, even though when you're cooking itself, it's painful. Why are you allowed to cook? Because after, when you can eat, you can enjoy it. So the whole Hilchas Chol HaMoed is that way. You're allowed to do certain things, even though right now it's Bitzar. As long as there will be a Simcha on Yom Tov, it's Mutter. So Chol HaMoed is different. But here, by the guy, he also know that the Meister, when you're lending him, when you're taking the debt from him, it's only going to make him feel bad. He will not go and be moided to the Avodah Zarah. Ravina Omar, Oyve Kechovim Linyin Peroyin Liyoy LeMeitzer. He says, no, the Svarn of Yudah, this Svarn of Yudah, that when a guy has to pay up money, he always feels bad. He'll never get over it. He's giving away money, that's always going to bother him. We don't say the Svar later, get over it and feel happy. The Mor says, Masnis Nal Mishnah, the Lord Kev Yeshua Ben Korcho, Zan Lek Yeshua Ben Korcho. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho Eimer, Milve Bishtar, if you lent the money to a guy with a star, you have proof that he owes you the money. Then true, you're not allowed to collect the money now, the last 3 days before this chag, because you could collect the money later on. But milver al peh, if you only lent him the money by mouth, you do not have any written documents that he owes you the money, then you're allowed to take the money right now from him. Why? You're saving the money from them. Like if you know he won't pay you up later, so then you're allowed to take the money right now. Right. That's a chomamatim. Again, this is all like the Taz says, that the Issa and the Mishnah is only an Issa the Rabbonin. This Issa is only a chashash, maybe the guy will be Maida to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore it's only Yosim and the Rabbonin, therefore Mishom Matzah Miyodom, the Rabbonin will make him. Yosef Rav Yosef Achur the Rababa. The Yosef Rababa Kamei. The Rafuna, it's in front of Rafuna. The Yosef, they're both sitting with Koma, and they said, you should know, Hilchasuk Yeshua Ben Korcho. We pass on Yeshua Ben Korcho. That if you do not have a star, then you're allowed to collect the money from a guy, because otherwise you have to be afraid you'll never see it. And also, Hilchasuk Yehuda, we also pass on like Yehuda. Samora says, Hilchasuk Yeshua Ben Korcho, hold the Amor, like we just said, that you're allowed to collect the money from a guy by a Milva Balpeh. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, which halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya learned like this. If an owner gives some wool to a dyer, and he tells them, I want you to dye it for me red, I want you. By mistake or on purpose, the guy does it black. Or else the opposite. They might tell you to make it black, and you make it red. So the halacha is, that the